Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, as Drubal Cabrera hit the last of Washington's four home runs, as the Nationals destroyed the Pirates, 13-0. In MLB news, Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale is receiving treatment for inflammation in his elbow that will shut him down for the rest of the regular season, another blow to the defending World Series champions whose postseason hopes appear all but dashed. That said, the treatment could be good news for the club, which feared Sale might need Tommy John surgery. That likely would have cost him the 2020 season. And Al Jackson, a member of the original Mets, has died at 83. He worked for the Mets for 50 years in a variety of jobs. The team says it would be impossible to calculate the number of people he influenced. Jackson won 13 games for the 1963 Mets, and for his 10-year career went 67-99. In preseason football yesterday, the 49ers topped the Broncos, 24-15. In NFL news, the Patriots have placed receiver Josh Gordon on the non-football injury list while he gets back into shape following his suspension. Gordon was suspended indefinitely in December for violations of the league's substance abuse policy, but the league has since conditionally lifted that ruling. In other news, the Aurora Games kicked off last night in Albany. The all-women's sports event starts with tennis today, with Team World taking on Team Americas at the Times Union Center at 7 p.m. I'm Jesse King.